Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's go. It's the daily go get a mism show. Pretty Petty Tuesday, March 14th, all up in your area. All right, so tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, we are talking about when is my word against theirs. Or should I say, when is your word against theirs? When is our words against theirs? How do things usually fare for you? How do they usually turn out? How do they usually go for you when your account of something, when your story is matched up against somebody else's story of an account of something that happened, whether it's just a story or whether it's something important? Do you usually come out on top? Do you employ ruthless tactics in order for you to score the win and get everybody to believe that you did the right thing or that you did the winning thing versus somebody else's tactics, which may be more honest? Do you or would you employ dishonesty, straight up lies, or straight up lying in order to get people to believe your account of what happened? Are you the type of person that actually, you know, fills in the details, tells the truth, or really, really tries hard to take the whole story into account with the most accuracy in order for people to believe what happened, in order to make sure that the story is laid out straight? Or are you the type of person that says, shoot, as long as they believe me, I'm good. We can work out the details later. Because, you know, The victor is always the one that writes the history. I said the victor is the one that writes the history. I say the victor is the one that writes the history. So I'm going to make sure that they see that I am the winner. I'm not no beginner. I'm going to make sure that I lie. I'm not a sinner, but with me, maybe I'm a sinner, but a sinner is a winner, and the winner is a sinner. Sinner is a winner. I don't know. Y'all let me know. But that's what we're talking about tonight. My word against theirs, my word against his, my word against hers. How many of y'all have been in these situations? It's hard to get through life without ever being in a my word against theirs situations. And I'll tell you something. It will shape a lot of the ways that you see this world when you get into multiple my word against theirs situations, because you'll see how valuable the truth is and how malleable the truth is when you get into my word against their situation and you look, you watch somebody, witness somebody, or hear somebody lie through their teeth about what happened, and people actually side with them, believe them, or at the very least call it down the middle and you know, nobody gets in trouble. And you're thinking like, why would you believe that cockamamie story over mine when I'm telling the truth? Nothing hurts more than telling the truth and never having anyone believe in you or believe you or even believe that you tell the truth. It can actually stop you from telling the truth in the same ways that you used to tell the truth. I'm not going to say that it can stop you from telling the truth altogether, although some people have claimed that, yeah, well, I found out the hard way that telling the truth or being truthful ain't as glorifying as people make it seem. So all the times when I was being truthful, when I was telling the truth, when I was telling the story exactly the way that it happened, they want to believe the people that was lying, and I wind up having to be the cleanup person after those people, and I don't like it anymore. I didn't like it. I don't feel like it's the best way to be truthful. I believe that the truth has its place, but it ain't such a good place when it's your word against somebody else's. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into that. We're going to rap about that. What about when it's your word against multiple people's words? Ever been in a situation like that? I have. When it's your word against the account of multiple people. You know how they say everybody can't be lying and everybody can't be wrong. And you have all this evidence that says, oh, yes, they can. Yeah. Remember this time and that time and the other time and these times? How about the Nazi party? There's a lot of people in the Nazi party. They couldn't have all been wrong about the ways they handled the events leading up to World War II. They couldn't have all been wrong, right? How about the Cold War going on between the United States and Russia? They couldn't have all been wrong, right? A lot of times the truth comes out later, but people will cover up the truth in order for them to win the game, in order for them to advance in the situation, in order for them to save face. And here you are with your old truthful self just chilling on the sidelines, being all honest, halo circling around head. Yeah. Yep. Truthful and in jail. Truthful and in debt. Truthful and in poverty. Truthful and jammed up. Paying restitution for a crime you didn't commit. Or for a debt that you don't owe. Well, not everybody glorifies the truthful person. You know how it goes. There have been plenty of situations where the person who told the truth was considered to be a snitch or the person that ruined everything. We had a great thing going, but then this person wants to shine the light on blah, 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 blah. Look at Malcolm X. He decided to tell the truth on Elijah Muhammad. How'd that work out for him? In the end, how'd that work out for him? He's telling the truth. See, the truth has its place, and it ain't always that time for the situation. The truth has its place, and it has its time. Okay, so that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get-Emism Show. When it's my word against theirs, how does it turn out? My word against theirs, how does it go? My word against theirs, did you tell the truth? My word against theirs, do you know? My word against theirs, that's the situation. My word against theirs, this how it go. My word against theirs, yeah. Daily get-emism show. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your The Daily Go Get-Emism Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar, with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get-Emism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also tonight. On this March 15th, Pretty Petty Tuesday, we are talking about my word against theirs. My word against theirs. You know, when it's my word against theirs, that means that you and someone else or some others witnessed a situation, and the situation went south. The situation went left. The situation went bad. And so they asked you what happened, and you gave your account. Maybe you told the truth. And they asked them what happened, and they told a version of events. I'm not going to say that they lied, because maybe some of the stuff that they told, maybe that some of the stuff that they said was the truth, but they didn't have the timeline right. They added in or took out characters that they didn't think would be helpful to their account of the situation. They said things in a way that would make people believe them, and they would either be able to get away with a crime, or they would actually be able to make you look like you were guilty. Credibility. Credibility is the word, the operative word in this situation when it comes to your word being against somebody else's. Credibility. You know, when you have credibility, you're going to be the victor in most my word against their situation, even if you decide to go rogue and start telling lies. Well, who they going to believe, me or you? They've known me all of their lives. You hear people say it all the time. Man, I got 30 years of experience in here. You know, my integrity is not in question. Who do you think they're going to believe, me, who they've been able to rely on for 30 years, or little old you who just came in here, snot-nosed kid, thinking you a hot shot coming in here trying to jumble up something, trying to ruin everything? You ain't nothing but a whistleblower, but you ain't going to get a chance to blow nothing but a dick. You've seen that situation. I've seen that situation. Credibility. A lot of people who are straight liars are credible. Doesn't it make you ask, how can a person that lies all the time be credible? Because people don't know they're lying. Because people don't care if they're lying. People like winners. They do. People like winners. If Donald Trump, if his administration didn't show you anything in 4 years, they let you know that people like winners. They like people who sound like winners even if they don't win. They like people who talk a good game. Donald Trump's administration showed you that words speak louder than actions, because he didn't do nothing. For real. People running around here telling you what he did, but you don't see no evidence of it. His words spoke louder than his actions, and people really thought he was credible. He was lying through his teeth. He even called other people liars. Ain't that some? You know people who lie a lot always calling somebody a liar. Take the focus off of me and my lies and look at this person over here. Because whether you're telling the truth or not, people don't want you messing up their good thing that's going. Clubs, organizations. And Donald Trump took full advantage of that. Look, we're trying to make America great again. And you got these Democrats, these liberals, these black people, you know, running around here talking about I'm racist. Bringing up stuff that I did back in the day. Talking about stuff that happened a long time ago. You know, me paying off strippers, all that stuff don't matter. They trying to mess up a good thing, and they trying to mess up our credibility. We trying to push this thing forward. Forget about what we've done. We trying to push this thing forward and include everybody. Well, not really everybody, but the people that I say. But it lent to his credibility. So, you know, most Democrats would say that he was a straight up liar, but most Republicans said, okay, yeah, he's lied a couple of times, or he's bent the truth a little bit, but that's not as important as what he's trying to do. See, like, nobody give a fuck about the truth. Don't nobody care about that. So his word against theirs, the theirs being people who were against him, who seemed to come out on top. Unfortunately for him, the voters had the last say. So it was his word against how many, 80 million voters? Yeah. Now that's hard to beat. That there, hard to beat. So that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. Daily Go-Get-A-Mism Show. My word against theirs. What y'all talking about? How y'all feeling about this topic tonight? What you got? What you got? Carol Chamberlain, T. Carrie Wright, Norris Hill, Mia Cunningham, Stacey White. What's going on? Barbara Hill, C. Say Bobby. Shirley Sherl. Shirley Sherl. What's going on, y'all? All right. What do y'all have to say? What do y'all have to say? All right. Carol says, your truth versus their truth. Mm-hmm. Nora says, during a questioning, tears can be an admission of guilt, and they ran out of alibis. Mia Cunningham says, lying helps keep folks comfortable. The truth can be inconvenient and very uncomfortable. When you've been raised on the lies, the truth is not going to be welcome. It's going to shake up everything. It's going to mess up everything. Ask a pedophile who has been given the family money or who has been funding this organization or raising funds for this community. You know I'm telling the truth. Ooh, that word. My word against theirs. My word against theirs. See? When somebody is giving money, don't nobody want to hear the truth? Mm-mm. Okay. All right. So he was questioned about his involvement with a few children. That man is a good man. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have blah, blah, blah. If it wasn't for him, the kids wouldn't have blah, blah. If it wasn't for him, we would have been starving, broke, out on the streets. We wouldn't have nothing in our bellies to eat. My word against, but wait. This is not about truth versus lies. This is my word against your word. How many times have y'all been in situations where it was your word against somebody else's word and you was telling the truth and they was lying and you heard them lie and you heard the person who was listening to the lies and the truth believe the liar over you who was telling the truth? How many times have you been in that situation and what kind of person did it change you into if it changed you from being one person into another person at all? Did it discourage you from being as truthful? Did you learn how to twist it, turn it, manipulate it, so maybe you only told the good parts of the truth instead of the whole truth? They say you're supposed to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But do they practice that in court? And does it really matter? Because in court, all that really matters is whether you got a conviction or an acquittal. The defense wants an acquittal. The prosecution wants a conviction. And both sides have proven that they will tell lies in order to score that end result for their side. My word against theirs. Nobody saw it except for you and them. Are they going to believe? Have they believed you? Or have they thought that you were not telling the truth? Or was there just not enough evidence to support either one, so they just called it a wash? And you looking at, you there looking like, I'll be goddamn. Make you want to go get the person yourself. Well, since I can't do this the right way, then I'm going to go do it my way. My way is a little bit different than the right way. I tried the right way. But they let him go the right way. You know, sort of like in the case of, you know, you're dealing with a pedophile. So you let the cops handle it. You let the cops and the authorities and the agencies handle it. Your child is traumatized for life. Of that you are sure. Your child will be affected by this thing that happened to them from this pedophile, from this sexual assailant. For the rest of their lives, they're going to have to deal with this. And that's whether they are a female or a male. You take them to court. Somehow they get off. What are you going to do? It was their word against your word. The defense's word against the prosecution's word. And the defense came out on top, fully acquitted, no double jeopardy. What are you going to do? You tried to do the right thing. You told the truth. Your child told the truth. Other people who were witnesses told the truth from what they knew. They all told the truth, and it meant nothing. He got off, or she got off. Now what you going to do? I'm not promoting any violence, but what are you going to do? Because you're going to have to do something, even if you just take them to court and get them tried in civil court instead of a criminal court, because you already failed in criminal court. Can't try them again. So you can get money, maybe. Because he might win that one too. Very rarely do you win a criminal trial and win the civil trial also. If and when you have been in a my word against their word situation, how has it turned out for you mostly? Talk to me, y'all. Talk to me. Narciso says, critical race theory. Have them in a frenzy to hide their guilt. Even Sunday night's episode of The Simpsons had their take on it. Critical race theory. Can't teach that in school, can you? Just let bygones be bygones. Make sure I didn't slip up. Just let bygones be bygones. It all happened in the past. It all happened in the past. Stacey White says, pictures don't mean nothing, don't mean nothing no more. What they used to say, pictures are worth 1,000 words. A lot of those pictures nowadays are worth 1,000 lies. But those lies were words. Big ass pieces of spinach that didn't get cut off. I guess they was hanging on to the side of the blender joint, the blender container, like, you ain't got me. I won't be part of this green machine. This is good, though. Sorry, y'all. Supposed to be drinking. I'm eating the Colon Ring. Okay. Well, I says, you don't see me when I'm trying to do right. Maybe you're going to see me now. Al Jarreau. You know Al Jarreau lyrics? You know Al Jarreau lyrics? Hey, y'all, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. My word, when it's my word against theirs. So, yeah, man, when it's your word against somebody else's word, at least after a while, you will figure out how to come out on top against that person. You will start to figure out what their strategy for making people believe them are. When it's your word against several other people's words, and it seems like they're all against you for whatever reason, you know, you and a group of individuals. And that's not to say that you are at a big disadvantage when your truthful self is going up against other people's lying selves, but it's going to make the process of what to do and whatever investigations have to take place, it's going to make it take longer. And that's the problem, because you're going to be frustrated because of the possibility that your truthful self may not come out on top. It's not a good feeling when you find out that this person, that person, that person, that person, that person, that person, are all speaking about a different account of what happened than what you're talking about. And you know that you're telling the truth. You know, who was that who was talking about people start crying? Was that you, Nars? Yeah. During questioning, tears can be an admission of guilt. Mm-hmm. It can also be a sign of frustration. Like, I'm telling y'all, that's not what happened. I don't know why they lying. Sometimes it all comes out. The truth comes out. But it doesn't always come out. So in a my word against their word situation, it can be very demoralizing in the process. Like, it ain't looking good. It ain't looking good. You know, if somebody has ever lied on you in a my word against their situation, sometimes it can be very comforting for somebody to come along and tell you, listen, I can't tell you everything that's happening right now, but the stuff that they're talking about ain't adding up. So, you know, just, you know what I mean, bide your time. Don't do anything crazy. Things will work out. I think that things will probably work out in your favor, but it's going to take a minute. So just do what you've been doing, and things will work out fine. That can be very comforting. That's a lot more comforting than, it ain't looking good. It ain't looking too good. It don't look good. And you know that you're telling the truth. Or you're unable to confront the people who you know have told lies. But you're not being told what kind of lies that they've told. So you just relying on your good old truth. And it makes it even worse if you remember details later on that you may not have initially reported. So it kind of makes you look shady when you're coming back like, oh, you know what? I forgot something. I forgot one thing. You know, I mean, it's a human thing. You in the heat of the moment, it's hard to remember everything that happened because there's adrenaline. There's adrenaline. There's excitement. There's a lot going on when you're first confronted about a situation. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the daily go get a mission show. When it's my word against their word, or when it's your word against his word, against her word, against their word. For a lot of us, this started when we were very young. You and your siblings. Maybe you were older, maybe you were younger. But there was some dispute over who was telling the truth. So which one is mommy going to believe? Is she going to believe you? Or is she going to believe her or him? You know how children resent when their parents don't believe them over another child, brother, sister, sibling, cousin, who you know is lying. Later on when you grow up, y'all might laugh about the whole situation back in the day. But you might not even really think it's all that funny. Like, yo, you used to get me fucked up all the time. You used to be lying through your teeth. And mommy would always believe in you. She would always believe you over me. So now you mad at two people. You mad at your sibling. You mad at your mom. You mad at your dad, whoever. I had a situation, man. I had a family situation. I'll tell y'all about this. And the nameless shall remain nameless. Stacey White says, very heartbreaking and hurtful. Narso says, staying alive long enough to see someone get their just due can be rewarding. It's just as sad to watch bridges being burned at the same time. Let me tell you about this situation that I know, this family situation. A young man had gotten a young girl pregnant. Young love. And I'm talking maybe a 15-year-old got a 14-year-old pregnant, maybe even a 13, something young. Baby was born, and the boy always insisted, that's not my baby. And he treated the situation as such. Now, the mama and the daddy, they took in all kinds. They never, first of all, they believed the little girl was pregnant by the boy, because the boy, he was sticking in. You know how little young boys are. Young, dumb, full of cum. You know what? Let me backtrack, because I'm not even sure if the boy ever denied that it wasn't his baby. But one thing is for sure, the grandparents took care of the baby. They took care of the baby. They raised the baby. They raised baby. I never even saw the girl that was pregnant. Never saw her. But, you know, the grandparents raised the little girl. Raised her right, made sure that she always had everything or whatever. And when her father got older, he had another child. And he was getting a DNA test on his second child. So he said, you know, while I'm at it, let me get a DNA test for my first child. Now, come to find out, the reason that he had never showed interest or taken care of the first child, because the family kept it down that he had denied the child. But turns out he had always denied the child. He always said, that's not my baby. I'm telling y'all, the girl was out there. And that's not my baby. Thing is, the little girl looked like, what? Kinda. You know, like, you know how it is. It kind of matched. I mean, she wasn't exactly the spitting image of him. But yeah, the little girl is a teenager. About 13, 14, 15 years old. This is years and years later. All right. He gets a DNA test. 0% that he's the father. Not that. I told you, mom. I told you, dad. I told you that wasn't my baby. Now, the situation is actually way messier than that. But I'm going to save some of the details to protect the innocent and to not put too much pressure on the guilty. But it was his word. He's the son. And his word, the baby mom's word, didn't have as much credibility. They believed the baby mom. Who suffered in the long run? The teenage girl. Because guess what? It's been confirmed that it wasn't. Hey, look, the young boy, he wasn't trying to play daddy back then. And he sure wasn't wasn't playing daddy after he had been vindicated. He was like, mm-mm. So he kind of, he had resentment against his father, against his mother, of course, against the baby mother, and almost with the child. I mean, y'all can feel it however y'all want to feel about that, but I kind of understood. He knew. Now, on the positive side, the most important thing was that the child had been taken care of. But the way that this story ended is something I can't get into with y'all. But like I said, I had to redact some of the details because it was ugly. Got a little ugly. My word against his word. Now I'm telling that story to show that not sometimes when it's your word against theirs and you're supposed to have credibility with the people that are supposed to be your people, and sometimes you don't have that. And it can be very damaging, very damaging. Do you think that he ever really forgave or trusted his parents after that? And other people too. Because everybody said, no, you're wrong. You're wrong, Bob. You're wrong, Robert. And he like, no, I'm not. I'm telling the truth. All right. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, if you haven't already shown a little support for the channel, I'm thinking you saying something other than what you're saying. Yeah, that's right, y'all. Support the channel. Subscribe to the channel. We need way more subscribers. But make sure y'all hit that like button. Please hit the like button. We only got 9 likes. Come on, y'all. We can do better than that. It don't cost nothing to hit that like button. It'll cost nothing. I promise if you hit the like button, the material is not going to get worse. My head is not going to get bigger because you push like. It only helps the channel grow. So good looking out for that, Carol. Mia Cunningham says, when I was a rookie, this lieutenant lied on me and said I was furious because people knew him and I knew this and I was new to this thing. I wanted to fight because he lied through his teeth. And who was I? A newbie. My word against it. Credibility. Credibility. And you know, demons, devils, bad people, they know. Sometimes they will arrogantly tell you, who you think they're going to believe, you or me? You ain't nobody. They ain't going to believe you. And they be right sometimes. Mia says, my oldest son lied on his little brother and the young one got in trouble. Years later, they told me what really happened. I was so mad at my son for allowing his brother to take the fall for him. Yeah. I popped the hell out of him for not protecting his brother and for lying to me. Yeah. 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 My word against theirs. My word against theirs. Yeah. What up, my brother Ansel Jones and Jean-Luc DJ. Oh, wait. DJ. No, Djukanovic, Jean-Luc Djukanovic. I know I'm butchering your name, and I apologize for doing so. Yep, Mia said the child suffered in that situation. She did. And that's not fair to her because she was really collateral damage. an innocent bystander. She didn't mean to hurt nobody. All she did was come into this world. But she did receive love. She did receive love and guidance and structure, which is a good thing. It's too bad I can't, you know, share any more of the details. It's bad and good. It's bad and good. Just know that the rest of the details really sweetened the pot, but I don't mean that in a good way. Nasty details. Nasty. Nasty. But, yeah. That wasn't a good look. That wasn't a good look. The people who are supposed to be by your side, on your side, down for you, when they looking at you sideways like, yeah, he do be lying sometimes, or yeah, I saw him steal something before, or blah, blah, blah. Some people will make you think that you have credibility with them when you don't. You ever feel like something is stabbing you? Like one of these hairs must be growing, and they're like, whenever I make the dimple show, dimple. You know, I got light dimples. Like some people got deep dimples. I got like I don't even really consider them dimples, but they say I have them. So I don't. Anyway, ow! It's like something sticking me with a pin. Yeah. And so Joan said it hurt worse when the truth comes out. Sometimes it takes too long for the truth to come out. My word against theirs. How many people have been wrongly convicted behind this? My word against theirs. How many people have been executed because of this? My word against theirs. How many people have done life sentences, died in jail, only to be later acquitted after death? Posthumous, you know, at least his good name or her good name was restored. Fuck that. Fuck that. Spend your life in jail behind a lie. We find out that it's your word against prosecutors' suppressed evidence, against your own lawyers' suppressed evidence. Yeah, the discovery was a little messed up. Finding out years later all of these improprieties, all of these wrongdoings were meant to railroad your black ass into prison for the rest of your life. You didn't have no money to hire decent counsel, effective counsel. So they sold you down the river because they needed a conviction. Your word against theirs. Unfortunately, these situations don't always turn out the way the Hurricanes situation turned out. You know the movie The Hurricane, that boxer who was serving a life sentence, who was later acquitted. When this legal group became familiar with his case, and they found all of this evidence that should have acquitted him. It ain't easy to get a new trial. People be thinking that, you know, you get convicted of a crime and you just file an appeal. And first of all, it ain't easy to get an appeal. It ain't easy. It's hard. They don't just give out appeals. You can't just march on down to appellate court and get an appeal. It can take a while. Or it can never happen. Yeah, well, you know, my lawyer, you know, we just blew trial, you know, these rappers be glorifying losing in court. Yeah, we blew trial, New York rappers. We blew trial, but we coming down on appeal. We coming down on appeal. My lawyer, you know, we going to file the appeal. You know what I mean? You know, we should be coming home soon, you know, because the kid, he's a good kid. And nobody saw him do what they said that they saw him do. whatever. But then, you know how it go. It's all a game. You know what I mean? They want to see the black man in the belly of the beast. But, you know, like, we blue trail. We blue trail, but we going to fail the appeal. We going to fail. We going to fail the appeal. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, in a little while, be home in a minute. The motherfuckers will never come home. I ain't never seen a New York rapper come home. I don't know, life sentence. Them down south rappers, they be coming home. Lil Boosie, he came home. Pimp C, he came home. New York rappers, they be... Mac B, he ain't coming home. All right, Slick Rick did come home. But Slick Rick didn't actually hurt anybody. And he didn't get served a life sentence. Lil Boosie came home. That nigga came home. All right. Okay, y'all. But my word against theirs, when you are going up against the legal system, the racist legal system, the disproportionately unjust a legal system, your word against theirs, it can be a demoralizing situation. Very demoralizing. Very demoralizing. My word against theirs. Some of us are probably still harboring ill feelings and resentment towards somebody who we got into a my word against their situation with to this day. I know I'm probably poking the bear with some of y'all, like, motherfucker. Y'all ain't feeling this way towards me, but I might be drudging up some old memories that you've been trying to suppress for years. Make you start an internal war with your memory. And I apologize for that. But we are trying to heal. And healing is actually what we're trying to do, because when you get your feelings hurt for telling the truth, when you are maligned, put down, made a fool of, and sometimes even physically hurt because you told the truth, it can weigh heavily on you. Like, man, fuck the truth. I'm never telling that again. Man, you know. Now, listen, as much as I love hip-hop and I consider myself to be hip-hop, these rappers out here today representing the street code out here today, and, you know, anybody from the streets or is associated or tied to the streets know that the street code ain't real. But these motherfuckers want to glorify killing people. So, you know, they want their man to get acquitted of murder that he actually committed. But who do they want to shoot? They want to shoot the messenger. So whoever told on them, whoever called the authorities, whoever shined the light on somebody who was killed, that's the enemy. Oh, you old snitch. You old rat. You rat. You ratted. You know how many of my niggas would be home now if motherfuckers didn't rat on them? Like, I noticed you didn't say that they didn't do nothing. You didn't say, you know how many of my niggas would be home right now if, you know, if they weren't falsely accused of a crime. You ain't say that. You acknowledge that they did it. And we're talking about violent crimes. Motherfuckers got shot, motherfuckers got stabbed, motherfuckers got beat to death, motherfuckers got killed. But you want them to get off. And you mad at the person who dialed 911. You mad at the person who made a statement. You mad at the person that didn't get killed right there in the situation. You know, that silly rapper, he wasn't even really a rapper. He was like a pop star. Remember? And Young Uzi, he did a song with Young Uzi. And somebody came forward with paperwork This was like 2019. They came forward with paperwork because at 14 years old, his mom made him the cops what happened when his friend got killed, that he witnessed. And the streets ruined this young boy's career. He was on his way to probably being the next big pop star. Young Uzi or Little Uzi, whatever his name is, the rapper from Philly, did a song with him, and he wanted him to take him off of the remix. Like, you a rat, you a snitch, you know what I mean? We can't be... At 14 years old, so you mean to tell me if me and my friend are in the playground or something like that, and I witnessed somebody kill my friend, my best friend, and my mom says, you saw what happened, you going to tell the cops what happened, and you tell the cops what happened, and you get labeled as a rat? Your friend is dead. You're not allowed to grieve. You're not allowed to mourn. You're not allowed to retaliate by doing things the legal way, the right way, the just way. The streets are telling you, you should have just ate that. Yeah, your friend got killed, but, you know, you can't be snitching. You can't be telling who did what. Black on black crime. You can't do that. Telling on black crime breeds more black on black crime. My word against theirs. Sad state of affairs, I believe. Sad state of affairs. Sad state of affairs. Ansel Jones says, I have been in a situation where my supervisor was buddy-buddy with the other guy. Norris Hill says, Kid Creole is not getting out either. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Kid Creole coming home. Kid Creole stabbed the boy up, right? I'm slick, I'm cool, I'm solid gold. They call me the Kid Creole. Well, I'm a C-O-W-B-O-Y, man. The boy's so bad that you can't deny. And when they ask the cowboy to play, well, I'm cowboy. I never ran away. Cut grandmaster, cuts faster than any known, sewn to the bone, full grown. He's a one of a kind, and Flash is going to rock your mind. Shout out to Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Stay strong, Kid Creole. Jean says, what would you be doing if you were in your 20s? Shoot, I remember what I was doing when I was in my 20s. When I was in 20s, I was trying to get money, trying to have a lot of fun, trying to get girls. So if I was in my 20s, that's what I would be doing again. That's what your 20s is for. Try to get a couple of dollars. The dollars lead to the chicks. The chicks lead the fun. I would be learning my lessons. Yeah. But I ain't going to lie. I don't miss being in my 20s. I loved my 20s. I loved every age. But I wouldn't, you know. I remember the things that I had to go through. Being in my 20s, being in my 30s, being in my teens. All look, I'm glad I've left all of that behind. Hopefully I can be over 100 saying like, yo, man, I liked my 80s, but I wouldn't want to go back there. I don't know. I don't have a lot of regrets in that regard. That's an interesting question, though. Interesting. Yeah, man, you know, when it's my word against theirs, when it's your word against somebody else's, and they believe somebody else's word over yours, it's going to leave an impression on you and make you make the decision about whether you will decide to tell the truth next time in the same way as you did before. because the truth is supposed to set you free. And it's supposed to get you out of trouble. It's supposed to, right? Well, when it fails, when it breaks down, and when you have to learn a different lesson than what the truth has told you, you realize that there are different ways to tell the truth. And there are different truths within the truth. There are different truths within the truth. You know. What they say? There's the truth. How they say it? There's the truth, and then there's what really happened. I don't know. I can't remember how they put it, but you know, how they say there's his version, their version, and then what really happened. I don't know. So I don't know. It's escaping me right now. Pardon me. Pardon me. Pardon me. Pardon me. Pardon me. All right, y'all, we about to do these birthday shout-outs. We about to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. March 14th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Melissa Otto. Turning 39 years old today, and also Chinky Brown, turning 37 years old today, and Deborah and Lane turning 46 years old today, and Minaj Ahenyord turning 31 years old today, and Florian Reyes Moranita turning 32 years old today, and Tanika Sheree, happy birthday to you, and it looks like, okay, Michelle Tools, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my brother-in-law, who's more like a brother to all. What should I say? My brother-in-law, who was more like a brother and all. My man Robert Hatcher, turning 62 years old today. I've known this man since I was 8 or 9 years old. I remember his favorite song and my favorite song was our favorite song together, and that was Cruising by Smokey Robinson, 1979. My man, Robert Hatcher. That's how long I've known my brother-in-law. Him and my sister were high school sweethearts. They separated from each other and came back together later on in life, and now they might be the happiest couple that I know. So it can happen. It can happen. Happy birthday to you, big bro. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious March 14th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. I hope that today finds you all in good happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, to rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember. Okay, I see Norris came through and Queen Monica came through. Let's see. Three sides to every story, yours, mine, and the truth. Okay, that's what Norris says. Monica says there are three versions, yours, theirs, and the truth. Okay. Okay. Why do I remember it being something else? Maybe I heard somebody else make it up. Wow. Okay, but good looking out, y'all. Good looking out, Queen Monica. All right. When it's my word against yours, or when it's your word against theirs, fortunately, we live in a society, we live in a world where influence is stronger than the truth. Please write that down. We live in a world where influence is stronger than the truth. We live in a world where influence is stronger than the truth. We live in a world where influence is stronger than the truth. We live in a world where influence is stronger than the truth. Stronger than the truth. We live in a world where influence is stronger than the truth. Yes, we live in a world where influence is stronger than the truth and proof. We live in a world where influence is stronger than the proof and the truth, and people will get ruthless and proofless, and they'll say that they will leave you truthless if you come through messing up what we have because you want to tell your truth that you have. We ain't trying to hear that. You going to get the back blown out with a Tech 9 or a shotgun or sawed off and get hauled off by the coroner, and they're going to mourn you. You should have kept your gat on you. Okay, anyway. We do. We live in a society. We live in a world where influence is stronger than the truth. Remember that next time you get into a situation where it's my word against yours, where it's your word against theirs. People respect the winner. That may not be your deal. You may respect the truth teller, but people seem to remember who won. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night with another Daily Go Get 'Emism show. Thank y'all for listening to the show. I appreciate it. I hope y'all enjoy the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. So Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here.